We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And my guest today is going to talk about women and money, Arlene Krantz. Arlene, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Neil. I'm thrilled. And I'm anxious to talk about women and money. You know, that's a big, big, big issue. Women, we've been told all our lives, mostly, I'd say 99% of the women were told all our lives that, you know, money doesn't mean anything. The man is always out there to make the money. You know, you can't ask for anything. You're a woman. You have to be sweet and nice and polite. And if somebody asks you to do something, oh, you're so happy to do it from your heart. But the truth of the matter is that doesn't put food on your table. It doesn't pay your mortgage. It doesn't help you to have a beautiful car, take a vacation, all the other things you want to do. So women have this angst about asking for money. And most of it comes from a place that they think they don't deserve it. Ah, I want to pull hair out of my head when I hear women say that.
Oh,
what do you mean
terrible.
You don't deserve it? Of course you do.
So basically, what is the reason why women don't believe they deserve it or make their
own money? I think it's just the way we were raised. It's what we were taught. The men were taught to go out and make a living because you have to support the family. And the women are like, well, you know, money, you know, you don't need to worry about money. We'll take care of money. I mean, I have an aunt, may she rest in peace. I know it's old fashioned, but it's still happening today that she did not even know how to write a check.
Oh,
my uncle did everything. And then I hear it all the time. And I hear these young, talented women that have so much to offer with their programs and everything, and yet they're afraid to ask for the money. Something when they want to say it, it gets stuck in their throat and they can't do it. And when they do it, instead of asking for what they know, what they really want and they deserve, they ask for a little. So in other words, if I had a $5,000 program, for instance, I was in that mindset of a woman that thinks that she's not worth it, I would say, oh, you know, my program's 5,000, but, you know, for you, you know, if you pay me $1,000, I'll be grateful. Maybe they don't say it the same way, but that's where their head goes, which is really.
What do you think the mindset of lowering yourself, lowering your worth? What is the reasoning?
It's just programming. It's mindset and programming. Women just have this program. They're afraid to ask for it. They feel that they're not bold enough. They just don't say anything. They're quiet. They think, oh my God, what if I do this and it doesn't work? Oh man, that'll really tell me that I shouldn't be asking for money. So it's a lot. It's all program that we get from the time from the time we're born about money. I mean, I had an instance with my dad. I said, hey dad, could I have some money to get ice cream? Maybe I was 10, 11, something like that. And my dad reached in his pocket and all he had was a $5 bill. So imagine what that did to me in my mindset about money. It's like, oh my God, money's hard to come by. I can't ask for money because maybe the person doesn't have money. So we're you know, I don't want to ask for money. And that's a big thing. We always, I don't want to say the word always, but most of the time women go into a mindset like, oh, I can't ask for the money because they can't afford to pay me. They don't have the money to pay me. So I'll just ask for a little bit and I'll help them. Well, sure, we're going to help them. But again, we need to be paid for it. And because that mentality is that, you know, they don't have money. Well, how do we know? How do we know if they have money? We assume that they don't have money. And that's the wrong assumption, because when you watch how people live and they go out and they do this and they buy clothes and they go on vacation and they drive a nice car and all that, don't tell me they don't have money. If it was a matter of saving their life and they needed a treatment and they had to come up with that money, I bet you they would find that money. However, they would ask everybody they knew. So what's the difference between that and going to a coach who's going to teach you and help you and guide you into creating this business of your dreams? What's the there's no difference. You know, a dentist doesn't tell you, maybe they'll give you a 10% discount, but that's about it. They're going to charge you. A doctor's going to charge you.
Yeah,
so why
exactly.
can't we as women say, you know what? I deserve to be paid and I'm going to ask for it.
And then so that's, is that what you teach people? What do you do?
Yeah, I work definitely with a mindset around money. I also wrote a book. I don't know, is this going to come up? Oh, didn't come in backwards. Yay. Sometimes I don't know if it's going to show backwards or not. So I wrote this book and it's 50 ways to grow a business, how to go from a dream to a real business. And it's 2 pages. It's funny. I have a little sense of humor, so people have told me. So it's a fun book to read. And it gives you enough of an overview to say, well, you know, this is enough that now I need to get some help. And the other thing about coaching, as well as you know, I'm sure you know, is that every sports person has a coach. Do you think that all these heads of major corporations don't have people that they talk to?
Yeah.
All the time. So there's this hesitancy of paying a coach. And that's why we have to be bold as coaches to ask for the money. And you know what? If they say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't, say, okay, I'm sorry. When you can, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. You know, instead of getting, as a woman would say, oh, you can't afford it. What can you afford? And then we go into that lack mentality. That's so debilitating. It debilitates us. It freezes us up. You know, look, we live a life. How many people go shopping with coupons, right?
Yeah.
So we start thinking of discounts, right? How many people say, oh, I only go to the sale, you know, on Black Friday, because that's the only time I'm going to save a ton of money. So yeah. We don't even think in retail. We always think lack and saving money. And yeah, of course we're going to save money. I mean, yeah, absolutely. But why are we not asking for the money we deserve and getting it? When we come through and tell people, listen to what their issue is and know that we can help them and ask, you know, are we a good match? Because sometimes we're not a good match,
right,
to make sure that the match is good. And if, you know, listen, a lot of people do a money back guarantee and a lot of people don't do it. Some people feel that comfortable when they hear money back guarantee. It's like, oh, okay, so I'm good. So if you can ask for money lots of different ways, but you got to ask what you're worth.
That's such a great,
you know.
Yeah. And where can people check out your book and stuff? Your book's available on Amazon for sure.
Amazon. Yeah.
Where else can you check you out? Where can we go?
You can get me at arlene@arlenekrantz.com.
Arlene,
you can check me out there.
Yeah, it's a great topic to look at. But I think everyone doesn't sometimes ask for what they deserve. And it's because of the mindset. And we have to work on more and more doing that. But it's the challenge of finding people. It's the challenge of doing everything. That's why you coach people, to help them get through that mess so they can find the right people and get paid the right way.
If we don't set an example, then what's the point? We need to be an example for the people that we coach. If I'm asking for a lot of money because I know that's what I deserve, they need to feel, okay, if she's doing it, why can't I?
Exactly.
And that's where I take them. Yeah, it's not why can't I, it's yes, I'm going to. So
all right.
It's a lot, you know, it's just changing that mindset about money. And money, look, money is an exchange. You know, I pay, I go to a grocery store, I give them money, I get my food. I go to the movies, I give money, I get to see a movie. So why can't we think the same way for coaching and for helping us in our career so that we can, you know, have a great foundation, go out there and kick butt and make money and do all the things we want to do in our life.
All right, Arlene, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Are you listening and watching the Neil Haley Show? We'll be back in just a moment.